The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. This is a growing problem. Children at school with knives, Adam.
Yeah, a report, essentially a collection of stats that tell us that in the last year, 1,400 children have been caught with weapons in school. Of course, that's the number caught, not the number actually who have weapons. But 29 police forces basically turned over their various figures. Some children as young as four carrying in weapons, and we're talking knives, hammers, knuckle dusters, even an axe. A 14-year-old turned up at school with a sword. Of course, what this reflects is the rising level of knife crime in wider society.
I think it reflects something about the homes they're coming from.
That too. But I guess one of the things is that it doesn't necessarily mean that these children were going to use them. In some cases, it might be a thought of protection. But we're not like America. We're like you. We don't think that more weapons make us more safe. So therefore, the idea that children are carrying weapons for protection, of course, is anathema to what we believe about what weapons actually do.
Unbelievable. But what is the mindset? But, of course, social media. That's the negative consequences of social media. This 77-year wait for a medal, it's a wonderful story.
Splendid chap, this guy, Henry Denton. He has finally collected this special Royal Academy of Dancing ballet medal that he won in 1942. Now, the thing is, this is the Adeline Genet medal made of silver. But 23-year-old Henry was told, there's a war on, there's no silver, so you'll have to wait until metals are available. Well, here we are, 77 years later. Apparently, metals are more available than they were during the Second World War. So 100-year-old Henry Denton has finally got his silver medal. Oh, and by the way, he still dances. He teaches ballet in Mississippi in the United States. And he's one of the very few blokes, I mean, never mind the fact he's 100, who looks good in tights. There aren't many of us who can do it. I say us.
Excuse me. Stop making these generalizations, Mr. Gilchrist. That's a lovely, lovely story. 77 years on, they found some metal to give him the medal. Adam Gilchrist in London.